Now, the United States historically has had pretty low turnout from voters between the ages of 18 and 29, especially compared to other countries. There's a lot of speculation as to why young people are seemingly less engaged in the political process compared to voters in other age groups. But 2020 has been a tumultuous time for people across the country, and young people in particular seem to be more involved as the Black Lives Matter movement gains more national momentum and in response to President Trump's time in office. Our next guest joins us to talk about youth civic engagement at the national level. Later in the show, a Wisconsin organizer joins us to talk about initiatives to get young people in the state involved in the political process. Abby Kisa is the Director of Impact for the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, or CIRCLE, at Tufts University. Abby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
What do you see when it comes to youth involvement in politics, and I guess younger voters defined roughly 18 to 29-ish? What do we see about their level of involvement in 2020?
Yeah, you know, the past 6 weeks, the country has seen what many young organizers and what we've known for a really long time, that young people are not apathetic. And what we're really dealing with respect to elections, as you mentioned, are issues of access. Voting among some young people is below their elders, like you said, but it's also been like that for decades. So it's not an issue of Gen Z or millennials. We have ongoing structural issues in our democracy with how our democracy includes or doesn't include people new to it. But young people are pushing for change in many other ways. We've seen since 2016, the number of young people marching and demonstrating going from 5% to 27%. And we've also seen the numbers of young people who are volunteering for political campaigns also skyrocket. So young people are showing that they're not apathetic, that they're interested, and they're trying to use many different channels to say we want change, and we want change on issues that impacts our everyday lives.
Part of the point it sounds like you're making is that voting is a form of political participation, is not the only form of political participation we should be paying attention to. Is that right?
Young people are engaged in so many different ways in their communities, and young organizers are making the calls about which levers that they need to pull to try to make change and push for change based on what they've seen work in their different communities. And so, you know, young folks are super smart in this way and are using many different strategies to bring about the change that they, their families, and people who they love need.
When it comes to pushing that lever or drawing that line or whatever the case may be in a particular voting booth, I think some people just accept it as, you know, kind of a fact of life. You mentioned this goes back generations. Younger people aren't as likely to vote, but that's okay. As they grow older, they'll start doing it. Why isn't that okay to just accept a lower voter turnout among young people?
It's not okay because we live in a diverse democracy, and we cannot be okay with an electorate that doesn't represent the diversity of the United States, and it doesn't. And so we know from research that young people, that, you know, voting is a habit and something that's learned. So if we see inequities when young people are just coming into the electorate and learning about how to vote, it's likely that those inequities and those differences in participation will continue to last into decades and, you know, and impact the type of electorate and the diversity of the electorate that we have. And so we focus on young people because we think that young people are about strengthening, that focusing on young people can be a way that we can strengthen and have a diverse democracy.
We're talking to Abby Kisa, Director of Impact for the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University. Talk about youth engagement in the political process. We're looking at the voters aged 18 to 29. Mostly, you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you are one of the people in that age, do you vote? Do you get involved in politics in other ways? Do you have questions for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. Abby, your organization, CIRCLE, looked at the possible impact of youth votes in states around the country. When it comes to the presidential campaign, if I'm reading you right, Wisconsin is number one. Why do we see potential for youth votes making a big impact in the presidential election here in the state?
Well, let's be clear. Young people are in a position to affect contests in states and districts all over the country, from Arizona to Montana to Wisconsin to Kansas, Alabama, and Maine. But Wisconsin is ranked number one for the presidential race because of the closeness of the races that we've seen in the past, the way that young people have cast ballots. In 2018, there was a strong emphasis among young people on the Democratic candidates for statewide office. And we've seen strong youth participation from young people in Wisconsin before. So there's a high likelihood that young people are going to have a big influence on the results of the presidential election in Wisconsin. And we know this because we've gathered and analyzed data from many different places and put them into a model. And Wisconsin came out number one, and it's not surprising.
Do you see structural barriers that could be fixed that would make it easier for younger people to vote that might be keeping them, nudging them at least away from voting now?
Well, in the context of this global pandemic, we see very particular issues. So, for example, there are young people in a recent June youth poll that we did, we found that there's actually a lot of young people that don't understand that online voter registration is available and can avail themselves of it if they know where to go. And so we have some work to do. Media have work to do. You know, other young people have work to do, like they're always doing. Youth organizations can do this work to let young people know how to register to vote online. And, you know, one of the things that's unique about Wisconsin is the same-day registration piece. But in a year like this, you know, same-day registration raises some complicated issues. And so young people need to be hearing in this moment about the changing, you know, processes that are happening in elections, which makes local media critical and makes organizations like LIT, who we'll talk to a little bit later, absolutely critical to invest in right now so young people know where and how to participate.
Now, your group, Circle, has done surveys of the 18 to 29-year-old voting demographic about this year's election. And I know, of course, there are going to be a lot of different opinions and backgrounds in that. What kind of things stood out to you when it came to the issues, the political issues that that age group is interested in?
Well, I think it's really important to point out that young people, as you say, are absolutely diverse in so many ways. And one of the ways, and this means that the issues that young people care about and say are a priority for how they vote can be really different. You know, we saw in 2018, especially among young Black and Latino women, that racism and violence against communities of colors was a particular concern. So it's not surprising this year that we see racism even more important to young people of color, especially Black youth, in our poll. And we see it as something that's important amongst all youth, but it's particularly important amongst young people of color. And the other issues that also rise to the top include healthcare, obvious in this moment. You know, for young people, the environment and climate change is also a real issue and also a climate justice issue. And so it can really differ. And it's important to understand that because there's no one issue that can mobilize all young people because their experiences are so diverse.
We're talking to Abby Kisa, Director of Impact for the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, or CIRCLE, at Tufts University. She's with us to talk about the youth vote, the role young people ages 18 to 29 or so will play in the 2020 election. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the role younger people play in the election process, in politics more generally? How would you like to see more youth engagement? If you're under the age of, say, 30, how, if in any way, do you plan to be involved in this year's political process? If you're older than 30, you know, were you involved in politics in some way, a lot, a little at that age? Did you make sure to start voting right away? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about the importance of the youth vote in elections and how young people could impact the 2020 race and how those voters 18 to 29 are involved in politics on Election Day and beyond. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're in this age group, 18 to 29 or so, do you vote? Do you plan to vote in November? Are you involved in politics in other ways? If you are older, how do you make the case maybe to younger people in your family to be engaged with the political process? What do you remember about your political involvement at a younger age? Call in at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Abby Kisa stays with us, Director of Impact for the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, or CIRCLE, at Tufts University. Maya Neal joins us now. She's Political Strategy Manager for Leaders Igniting Transformation, or LIT, which is based in Milwaukee. She's with us to take a look at some initiatives happening here in Wisconsin. Maya, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What kind of things are you and your organization doing to reach out and get younger voters engaged in the political process?
Yeah, so young people are our focus at LIT. We're a Black and Brown youth-led organization. So in this election cycle, because we know that young people are often disenfranchised from their right to vote due to voter ID laws, unclear direction, changing rules and laws. So we're ensuring that young people across the state have access to their vote by making sure that they're registered to vote, that they know to request and return an absentee ballot, and no information about their upcoming election. And the way that we're doing that is heavily focused on digital organizing. We are going to be doing some outreach by mail to connect our base with information about voter registration and upcoming election deadlines. But we're also mostly going to be texting and calling voters, providing information online, and then using social media and other digital engagement tools to get folks involved with the process.
On a really practical level, one thing about a younger demographic is they may change addresses, whether moving out of a parent's home, going off to college, or maybe they're more likely to rent and change addresses. Is that something you run into with making sure young people are registered to vote and voting at the right place?
Yes, that's a question that we get a lot in our outreach, in regards to change of address, but also in terms of, do I vote where I'm in college or do I vote back at home? So that question does come up a lot. And so folks are needing a lot of clarification in terms of where the right place for them to vote is and, how to ensure that, the information is shown that they, live at this address and it might be different from their ID. So finding proof of address can be difficult. So we do a lot of walking folks through those questions.
I want to bring on a caller now. CJ is with us in Racine. CJ, hello.
Hi, yes, thanks for having me on. One of the things that caught my fancy about getting involved in local government from a young age is seeing the number of young candidates and young local officials that have been added on in recent years in both my city and my county, and realizing that this young demographic, I'm 25 myself, I do have two kids and I'm married, so that's out of the norm, but I'm still young, is we make up a large population in this area, as well as a large population that's being affected by the biggest issues of our days. And I wanted there to be accurate representation in local government, and I wanted somebody to be there to stand up for those who are in a hard spot right now. There's a lot of people that are trying to move away because they can't raise their young families or they're worried about what their future looks like. And I wanted there to be an option for those who love their city, who wanted to stay and make it better.
CJ, thanks a lot for that call. So CJ, thinking maybe even about running for local government. Maya, let's start with you on this. Is that something you are working on, not just getting people to vote or organize politically, but to be candidates themselves?
Yeah, definitely. We are, in our approach, we are making sure that in everything that we do, we're developing kind of the next wave of Wisconsin's leaders, activists, organizers, and elected officials. So we think it's very important to make sure that in all levels of government, there's representation of young Black and Brown folks making decisions and at the tables that are going to affect their lives and their futures.
Thanks for that call. And Abby, I want to bring you in on this. What do we know about younger people, not just voting or working on a campaign, but being the campaign, actually running for office?
Well, it's not unusual at all for young people to be volunteering with campaigns and being in that environment. We've seen that number triple between 2016 and now. And I also think that, when we look at what happened in 2018, a really diverse candidate slate across the country and young people voting for that diverse candidate slate across the country, you know, especially in federal offices, right? And this is something that young people want to see, right? Representation that Maya is talking about is critically important, right? Not only in politics, but also in places like media. And all of this together creates a culture where young people can see themselves in the work, see themselves in decision-making places, and know that, you know, they should be there.
In our last minute or so, Maya, if younger people are listening around the state, maybe younger people of color, and want to do something like you're doing there in Milwaukee, what would you encourage them to do?
Yeah, first and foremost, I'd always encourage folks to get connected with our work. They can check us out online at litmke.org. But I'd also encourage young people to remember that, you know, your elected officials work for you. And I'm really inspired by the way that young people are so passionate and so about action and actual change. I think that that needs to be advocated in our leaders. They work for us, and so they need to be held accountable to the standards that we have and to the needs that we have if they're going to, you know, receive our vote and receive our support.
And Abby, just 15 seconds. Abby, 15 seconds or so. What are you watching for in 2020?
We've seen, like Maya said, young people of color have a huge influence on elections across the country. And with their leadership, especially young women of color, I feel like that is something we're going to see be very big in 2020.
Abby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Maya, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Maya Neal, Political Strategy Manager for Leaders Igniting Transformation, or LIT, based in Milwaukee, and Abby Kisa, Director of Impact for the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University. They join us to talk about the role young people play in politics, especially in this year's election cycle.